Background, that looks good. 8 o'clock on the noggin right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is dumping on Harvard, calling it a joke, as the administration begins retaliating against the oldest college in the nation over diversity, inclusion, and classroom curriculums. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
A short time ago on Truth Social, he said they should not be considered an elite university anymore. He said they should lose all of their federal funding, not just the $2.2 billion that he has frozen so far. He slammed some of their hiring decisions.
One Harvard professor says the loss of money may mean people with cancer and other deadly diseases involved in clinical trials will die. Says he's headed to Central America today to try to get answers in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, mistakenly deported to a prison there by the Trump administration.
I may be the first senator or first member of Congress to go down to El Salvador, but people are going to keep on coming until he comes home.
A federal judge says she's seen no evidence officials have done anything to comply with an order to return Abrego Garcia. A couple of top Pentagon officials have been placed on leave for leaking information. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The Pentagon's Deputy Chief of Staff, Darren Selnick, and Dan Caldwell, a senior advisor to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, were both suspended and escorted out of the building. The leaks included information about a second aircraft carrier heading to the Red Sea, a pause of the collection of intelligence to Ukraine, and military operational plans for the Panama Canal.
A pastor from Tennessee, safe and sound after he was abducted overseas.
South African police say Pastor Josh Sullivan was rescued after a shootout that left three suspected abductors dead. The 45-year-old from Tennessee was kidnapped by armed and masked men last week as he was preaching in the provincial township where he's lived since 2018. He's been reunited with his wife and children. A friend has appealed for privacy on the family's behalf. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The UK's Supreme Court has ruled trans women cannot be defined as women under the nation's 2010 equality law. The court says it only applies to a person's biological sex. Susan Smith with the group For Women Scotland believes it was the right decision.
Women can now feel safe that services and spaces designated for women are for women.
Police have detailed an intricate jewelry heist in downtown L.A. They say burglars probably spent at least a month drilling through concrete walls to create a passageway from an abandoned building into a jewelry store next door. Officials say they disarmed an alarm and security video, then made off with about $20 million worth of gold and jewels. Dow futures down 6. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was an 8-7 vote that determined the new council president. After swearing in new members last night, the Racine Common Council elected 7th District Alder Maurice Horton to be president, with David Mack coming up a little short. Horton quickly appointed committee members, a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. A free storm spotter training program will be held tomorrow at the Gateway Racine campus. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service are hosting the event to teach people about how to recognize and report severe weather. It runs from 6 to 8. The Racine Common Council approved an agreement this week with a company called CityWise. They have the software that runs a searchable database of residential rental properties. The tool aims to improve access to rental housing information within the city. And new scholarship funds are available for some Racine students heading to college. You can find out where the funds are coming from and how to apply online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a 3-game losing streak. Rhys Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, it breaks. Maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, making progress from that
His right leg, could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. We're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Current temperature is 33.
Like they say, being a parent is a full-time job, but it seems more like a horrible unpaid internship. Where, like, the first 5 years, you bring your boss lunch, and he just throws it on the ground half the time. How are you running this company? I would never accept that job in an interview. They'd be like, do you want this full-time job? Oh, well, what does it pay? You pay. Thousands. For at least 18 years, or you could go to jail. Well, what do I get out of it? You get judged for asking that question. What do you get out of it? You get love. For 13 years. And then you get judged and resented for 5 to 10 years. And then you get love again based on how much money you give them. I'm not saying that kids aren't worth it. I'm just saying that they cost more than they're worth.
I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna, because I've got to keep keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness.
Bobby Goldsboro, I'm a drifter. Day 12, local news. Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 43 degrees. Right now it's sunny, 37 degrees. Beautiful morning at Radio Park. All right, a new survey found 74% of people have some habits they just can't break. Here were the top habits and routines we're least likely to ever change in our life. Hairstyle, hair color, what you eat for breakfast, the mug you use for coffee in the morning. Boy, I see people, they got to have their mug for coffee. The brands you buy, the restaurant you go to when you need to grab a quick dinner, where you go shopping, and your bedtime. Now, here's one I can't break. I've had it since I'm a little kid. And my mother used to comment on it all the time, and I still have it. Checking to make sure all the dials on the stove are set to off. I've been doing that since I'm a little kid. And every day when I leave, it's like a two-minute ritual to check the stove off, 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 off. And then I go back the other. Then I go get my keys. Then I go back to the stove, and I check it again. I just can't help it. Quick story. I love this story. I worked at the first radio station I worked at was in a train station parking lot. We overlooked the Long Island Railroad parking lot. And every morning, like clockwork, this guy would pull in, check the headlights on his car by looking at them. He's starting to walk toward the train platform, running back, checking it again. Sometimes he'd get on the train platform, and we see him run back to his car to check the headlights again. And so one day, one of our news guys, Bill Whitney, who went on to bigger things with CBS, Bill Whitney, he wrote a note on a piece of paper, put it on the guy's windshield, and it said, "We were on while you were gone." This guy, and he checked it every morning. It's like me with a stove, you know, sometimes you can't break old habits. 8:14, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, here's a timeless hit from Stones, "Get Off My Cloud."
Hey!
15, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Time to give away some more tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival coming to the Oriental and Downer Theaters on the east side of Milwaukee, April 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film you can imagine. We talked to Abby Esterline, who's the programmer for the Milwaukee Film Festival, said she's got a great lineup of films at both theaters for 2 weeks. So here's what you do. You want to go? Pick any film you want. Give me a call right now if you haven't won anything in the past. Call 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Again, 262-634-9756. We'll get you an e-ticket. You can go to any movie you want at the Milwaukee Film Festival, at the Milwaukee Oriental or Downer Theaters, both historic theaters. The Oriental at Old Movie Palace. Just wonderful to watch a movie in that theater. So if you haven't won anything in the past 6 years, and we'll pick one of the phone callers coming in, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Give a call right now.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deal. Purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life terms. Cruise through the park or be part of Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mover, they offer flexible care credit options. Service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. And life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org, HospiceAlliance.org.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every served all day. Korean Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Block West of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
What would your like without UW Madison? UW is one of the country's leading hubs for changing research. UW Madison helps make a Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the workforce talent. Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7. Legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't try dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like Metro Life. Professional and a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang What a Wonderful World as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and
maybe that someday will all be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave. You say you tell me boldly that someday we'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. It'll be the day when you make me cry. You're gonna leave, 'cause that'll be the day I will.
Holly and the Crickets. That'll be the day. I have local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Got some good news for you. There's a bunch of stuff you always thought was cesspools of filth that actually don't have many germs on them at all, like coins. Coins are made of metal, but copper, nickel, and silver don't support germ life. They poison it. Germs actually die if they try to live on coins. Dog slobber. I never had a problem with that. Doorknobs, I have a problem with. Yeah, I never touch them, you know, like I'm public. Don't have to. Trash cans and actual dirt. Actual dirt. Interesting. Nice to know. Coming up, got the Bee Gees for you to love somebody. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Here come the Bee Gees.
There's a light. Do each and every little thing.
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. I see your face again. I know my friend man. I'll be so glad. And I'm so, so, so. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am?
To love somebody, it's 8:28. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJ. And how about some fun facts? You know, Ireland won its first Olympic medals in 1924 for two things that are no longer in the Olympics: a silver in painting, that was a competition back then, and a bronze in literature. Obviously, those competitions aren't part of the Olympics anymore. Electric Light Orchestra holds the record for the most top 40 songs without a number one hit. 20 songs made the top 40, not one made number one. And Katy Perry's in the news. She just went up in that Blue Origin spacecraft to hit the limits of outer space. But did you know her mother once dated Jimi Hendrix? Well, that's interesting. Hey, coming up on the other side of the news, we have a very special tribute to Wink Martindale, who just passed away yesterday at the age of, I think, 91. So we'll have that tribute coming up in just a moment. Right now, 8:30, let's check news.
Local WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
As we said, it's 8:30 on the noggin. Here's the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The alder from the 7th is the president. Maurice Horton was elected council president last night by a narrow 8-7 vote. David Mack almost won. Horton, who has served on the council for 7 years, quickly appointed members to council committees. That's a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. Four new alderpersons were also sworn in during the meeting. If you missed it, you could watch it right now on the City of Racine's YouTube page. Watching weather and spotting storms is the focus of a free program tomorrow. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service will host their free storm spotter training tomorrow from 6 to 8. It'll be held at the Gateway Racine campus. The session will teach on how to read severe weather and report it to the National Weather Service. Organizers say the training is a great way for people to help keep their communities safe during storms. Earlier in the week, the Racine Common Council approved an agreement with a company called to use their software to create a new tool for the city. It's a database containing information on residential rental properties. Is to improve access to information about rental housing within the city. And there's some new money available for Racine students heading to college. Find out where it's coming from and how you might be able to get it online. The allocation is a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette. Home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30. Throughout the day, free for the whole family. This is the perfect weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com events page.
Brandon Bormans, sunny skies to be expected today. Cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. It's 35 at our studios.
You know who has, in my opinion, the weirdest slogan is Texas. The unofficial state motto of Texas is, don't mess with Texas. Because it's not directed at other countries. It's directed at the other states. They're basically saying, hey, Oklahoma, back up. We will kill you. It's so aggressive, and I don't really understand why. New Hampshire is the only other state that approaches this level of aggression. Their slogan is, live free or die. But the difference is, with New Hampshire, it's directed inwards, not outwards. You know what I'm saying? They're sort of saying, we would rather die than give up our freedoms. New Hampshire essentially is like a teenage girl going, Mom, if you won't let me go to the party, I'm going to kill myself.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Wink Martindale. Yesterday, his actual name was Winston Conrad Martindale. You didn't think his parents named him Wink, did you? He started out his career as a disc jockey. He started out in a town called Jackson, Tennessee, and he worked at WPLI there at age 17 for $25 a week. That sounds about right. But we best know him as a game show host, and he hosted some big shows on television like Gambit, Tic-Tac-Doe, and High Rollers. But he actually recorded a record, not a song, because he doesn't sing on it. He talks it in 1959, and it was kind of a hit song. My brother actually bought it on the 45R. It was called Deck of Cards. The only recording we have now is as he performed it on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1959. Wink Martindale.
During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike. They arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. A sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the service was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so. For if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on the march for about 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. Two, Bruce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testaments. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preach Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And when I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives. And when I see, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is Queen of Heaven, and the jackanapes is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know I was that soldier.
That's Wink Martindale, Deck of Cards on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1959. I told you we had that 45 RPM record. So we lost Wink Martindale yesterday at the age of 91. distinction. Lover, let me be lonely. It's 841. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Sunshine today with a high near 43. Sunny, 38 degrees, and beautiful right now at Radio Park. All right, you do Zoom meetings or Google Meet meetings. I mean, we do them every week here at the radio station. A survey found 1% of people working from home have attended an on-camera work meeting without their shirts on. Hopefully we're talking about men here. Another 1% have been completely naked. And yes, that's with the camera on. I'm happy to say the civic media meetings, everyone's fully dressed. No naked people on that one. Here come the Buckinghams. It's Kind of a Drag.
Kind of a drag.
Right.
Get ready. It's 847 local. It's WRJN. A healthcare provider in Iowa is in big trouble because they inserted acupuncture needles into someone and they ran home for a little bit, fell asleep, and completely forgot about the patient. The patient waited about 2 hours after the session was supposed to end, then pulled the needles out themselves and called the police. The patient's okay. Don't you hate when that happens? The doctor's doing stuff to you and all of a sudden goes home and falls asleep. I hate it when that happens.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only. RJN Big Deals.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or 886-9200.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet, a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Proud to present the 20th Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
just stories of the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
The Circle, Red Rubber Ball, local news, Tamla Sitz here at WRJN. So this woman in Spain reportedly faked being a mute for 16 years just to collect disability pension. She faked it for 16 years. She didn't speak for 16 years just to get that money. I got to tell you something, that is a commitment to cheating. Isn't it? When you're going to give up talking for 16 years. Whoa. Judy in disguise. This Playboy band looking for something. High near 43, partly cloudy tonight, lows 36, partly sunny, highs near. Right now, the sun is shining. It's beautiful. It's 38 degrees right here at Radio Park. And here's Judy in disguise.
Judy in disguise. Well, that's what you are. A lemonade pie with a brand new car. Cantaloupe eyes come to me tonight. Judy in disguise with glasses. Keep a wearing your grease lips.
Just take your glasses.
I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Once again, we have more tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival tomorrow. We have a couple of chances for you to win, okay? Coming up next, it is Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum. And then at 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman. At 6 o'clock, Chris Morrow. Right now, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You made me so very happy at WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in.
with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see.
News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Brand new proof shoppers went on a spending spree last month, buying up what they needed or wanted before the Trump administration's tariffs on foreign imports kicked in. The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 1.4% in March. Compare that to a 0.2% increase the month before. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is really a boost that is